Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
The best time to plant a tree was 25 years ago. But the second and the best time to plant a tree of self-discipline is today.
It's a new year, but is it really going to be a new you? A better you? I mean, what's going to make this year any different? What's going to keep you committed?
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you. The greatest version of you is the version that has parameters. No, I don't do that. I don't drink that. I don't go there with these people. I'm focused.
You do realize that this could be the year that you change your life if you just lock in? We ain't hearing the excuses no more. Your future is tired of that. Lock in and change your life like your life depends on it, because it do.
If you want to change and glow up for this 2026 is to literally just start doing. Focus 80% of your energy on the doing and 20% on the planning.
And this is one of the great psychological tricks of success. Start and complete a task first thing in the morning. Now, if you're going to complete a task, start and complete an important task. And do that every single day before you do anything else. And repeat this over and over again for 3 or 4 weeks, and soon it becomes a habit.
You gotta do it alone. You gotta do it broke. You gotta do it scared. You got to do it when you don't know what's going to happen. You got to do it when you don't feel like it. You got to do it even when you're nervous. You got to do it even when you don't have the answers, because you'll figure it out as you go. You know, that's the secret to manhood. That's the secret to life. No matter who you are, you'll figure it out.
I'm going to tell you right now, 30 days ain't going to do shit for you. The permanent, you want to make it permanent. Permanent, you start talking about a year, 18 months, 2 years, that's a sacrifice. And when you commit yourself to something for a year, you're not going to say, oh, I'm going to let that go. Because in your mind, you have it clear as day. That year took a lot out of me. That year built me. That year started to scrape away all that scar tissue. Started to clean me up. 30 days doesn't clean shit up. 30 days just kind of covers up, put a blanket over it. It's like putting a rug over it. A year, it cleans you up nicely, man. Whatever your problem is, if you can dedicate yourself for a year to something, you could be a changed person.
You make discipline your lifestyle. Discipline is not one-time event. Self-discipline is like building your muscle. It's like going to the gym. You cannot go to the gym today and build your muscle. You should get a program and go slowly by slowly. That's the way to build your muscle. And that's the way discipline, that's the way you can hone and cultivate your self-discipline. Remember, only the disciplined ones are free in life. I repeat again. Only the disciplined ones are free in life. If you are in discipline, you are a slave to your moods. You are a slave to your passions.
Know why you are doing what you are doing, and then get out there every day and win those small, tactical, short-term battles so you can win the strategic, long-term victory that puts you where you want to be. And it's not going to be easy. The fight, the daily fight, is a challenge. You will not always want to do what you need to do. You will not always feel like doing something you need to do. You may not want to fight that battle, but you need to. You need to. You need to know your strategic goals, and you need to know why they are important, and then you need to get up. Get out of your damn bed. Get off your phone. Get out of the soft and addictive comfort zone that weakens you and destroys your goals. And you need to go out there into the world and get after it.
You wake up in the morning and you start work on your most important task. So if you do that, determine your most important goal, determine the most important skill that you can develop to achieve the goal, determine the most important thing that you can do each day to achieve your most important goal, and then start and finish with that. Those alone will make you one of the most productive and highest paid people in our society.
Everyone spending extra money? I ain't doing that this year. I'm separating. Everyone overeats? I ain't doing that this year. Everybody cools their workouts? I ain't doing that this year. Right? All of these things begin to be catalysts for change. And you stack up all these inches, and this time next year, there's a different woman standing there. There's a different man standing there. It won't be perfect. There'll be things you need to do then to separate from that person. But I want you to remember this lastly. We're not separating from where we are because there's something wrong with us. That's not the reason. You're exactly the way you're supposed to be because that's exactly who you are right now. All you can do is start from where you are, one day at a time, one more at a time, and separate. And guess what? In a year, you'll be exactly the woman or man you're supposed to be at that time.
Comfort zone is dangerous. When you're comfortable, you are at most danger. The comfort zone is somewhere you should never feel comfortable. You should be happy and dissatisfied. Anybody ever tell you, hey, look, you know what? Just be satisfied with what you got. Don't believe them. Get them away from you.
That's good.
You should never be satisfied with what you got. Because the attempt to get more makes you into something better all the time. Don't let anybody tell you, hey man, you know, you should just be happy with, no!
I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here. It's the version of you that has parameters. Your power is in parameters. They said, you changed. No, I just can't hang with you. It's not, I didn't change. I just reevaluated the priority of my parameters.
Life's greatest betrayal is not knowing who you truly are. So where do you get to know your best self? In the twilight of quiet. It is in the tranquility of the early morning hours, or maybe those quiet hours before you go to sleep, where you can pull out a journal and write about the person you've always wanted to be.
Hey, look, let me guess, new year, new you, right? New year, new you. You've been saying that every year, but it's always new year, same you. You know, I just don't understand why you go every year remaining the same when the person that you are today has just been destroying your life. You're mentally killing yourself every year and you don't even realize it. I mean, this time if you look yourself in the mirror and make some change, before it's too late. But if you cool being like that, it is what it is. It's your life. Be safe though.
You've got to figure out what it is that you want. And when you figure out what it is that you want, make a plan to get it. And then do not give up, because you've done that too many times. You have given up on yourself way too many times. How different would your life be? I keep asking this question, people. How different would your life be if you didn't give up so many times? Your life would be vastly different, but you've just given up so many times. How different would your life be if you just did not give up? Man, okay, it would be vastly different. Okay, how different would my life be in the future if I just decided to make a decision and to not give up on myself?
Everybody makes a decision, but what's hard is staying loyal to your vision. What's hard is waking up every single day to go get it. You gotta understand, ain't nothing in this world given. So if you wanna make a change, you gotta get outside your comfort zone and stop living inside your limits. You gotta get up and go fight for your dreams. Yeah, anything is possible. To the heart that believes. Do you hear me? To the heart that believes. You gotta feel that purpose in your soul. Because way too many people set goals, but they never put in the work to see their dreams unfold. That can't be you. It's time to break through. It's time for you to stay loyal to what you said you were gonna do.
Stop thinking about optimizing everything. Just do it. You should only worry about optimization when you're already at the peak of your performance. But I'm gonna go on a limb and say you're not even consistent with the habits you want to start with. So why are you already thinking about doing the optimal thing, doing this and that? You just have to get out and do it. If you want to start working out, just start working out. Don't think about optimizing the best time to work out, thinking about how to fit it to your schedule. You don't have to worry about that right now. The moment you have free time, just tell yourself, okay, I'm gonna work out.
And if you really want to make next year and the year after wonderful years in your life financially, what you have to do is you have to constantly increase your earning ability. I sometimes use this analogy on the stage. I say, imagine climbing a ladder. You start off at the beginning of your career, and most people have no earning ability, but yet after 10 or 20 years, some people are earning 50 times as much as the others that started off at the same place. The difference was that the top people, based on 25 years of research, have learned new skills continually as they go through their careers, like climbing a ladder. Every new skill increases your ability to get results. It increases the value of your contribution.
Because here's an interesting thing about goals. Most of us are so ready to complete the dumpster fire that has been this year.
Yes.
We just want to jump into next year, yeah. Right? I don't want you to do that. I want you to...
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Take a beat and really understand, where are you right now? Because it's impossible to give somebody a set of directions without two things. You got to know where you are and where you want to go. Most people just look ahead and say, I want to go there, but you don't understand where you're starting from. You're going to pull out your phone or your calendar, and the first thing you're going to do is you're going to look at all your photos on social media and from your calendar and from your own photos on your phone, because you forgot everything that happened this year. You're remembering the bad stuff. Look at the good stuff too.
Yes.
And you're going to start to notice, what are the things that really went well this year? Write them down. What are the things that were horrible? Write them down. What are the things that you learned? Write it down. That's how you figure out where you are.
I want to hope. I want to think. But I got to do. And there's simple little things. These inches are the separators. The sad thing in life is people think they have to make these massive dramatic changes in order to create the catalyst for long-term change. Most massive chains are simple, fine-tuning type carburetor adjustments that we make that end up overhauling the engine of our life long-term if we're willing to get creative and innovative.
You've got to look at yourself in the mirror, and if you look at what your life is, and maybe your life is okay, maybe it's not. I don't know where your life is, but at some point you got to be like, I'm done with this. I'm done with this life. I'm done with not living up to my potential. I'm done with not stepping up and becoming the person that I know I can be. And it's got to start for you. And that's why January can be so good for so many people. It's because it feels like a fresh start. You get past all of the Christmas, and you get past the holidays, and you get past the New Year's, and you're like, okay, I don't have things for a little while. I can actually start to work on myself.
How good are you being alone? If you look at the great geniuses, you look at the great women and men of the world, you look at the most creative people, you look at people who are building great businesses, they all have one thing in common. They spend a lot of time thinking. And you will never get your best insights in a noisy restaurant or being surrounded by your best friends. Most of man's miseries derive by his inability to sit quietly in a room by himself.
You want to have one big year-defining thing. So think about in 2026, like, what's that one thing that's going to be truly year-defining for you. It could be I'm going to run a marathon. It could be I'm going to launch a podcast. Maybe you're going to stop smoking. I don't know. But you want to have one really big thing that defines 2026.
I want you to really understand what is about to happen for you in 2026. Now, you may be like, Hines, you don't even know me. Nothing's happening for me. See, that's the negativity right there that we had to get rid of. I want you to be so sure of yourself in your mind, knowing that life is working for you, not against you, that nothing is in your way, but everything is on the way. Do you hear what I just said? Nothing is in your way. Everything is on the way. Now, if you feel like something is in the way, nah, it's an opportunity. Limitations aren't there to stop us. They're there to mold us. You understand? They're there to teach us how high to jump, or sometimes how to be patient, right?
And then make a list of all the things that you would have accomplished in next year if it was a great year. Write down your health goals and your income goals and your financial accumulation or estate goals. Get out of debt, lose weight, exercise more. Write down your family and relationship goals and your travel goals and your learning goals and your business goals, and write them down as if you could wave a magic wand and achieve them, as if you had no limitations. And then from that then on, for the rest of the year, you ask yourself, how could I do this? What would I have to do now? And think in terms creatively of all the wonderful things that you could do in your life. And my promise to you is this is how you activate the law of attraction, and this is how you start attracting into your life people, circumstances, ideas, and resources to make next year the best year of your life.
Get your mind in the right perspective. Like, make sure that you understand waking up is more valuable than millions of dollars, and you get to do it every single morning. So have that gratitude from the very second you get up, and then start your day. Waking up, the simple fact of waking up, is the biggest gift you could get. Like, for example, if I said, I'll give you $10 million cash, but you can't wake up, you'd be like, absolutely not. I want to wake up. So waking up is worth more than $10 million. Yet when people wake up, they wake up negative. They wake up worrying about the day and worrying about their problems, when in reality, if you can shift your perspective and have that kind of gratitude, when you wake up, you realize it's worth more than $1 million. And you have that same enthusiasm as if someone gave you $10 million cash. You'd be enthusiastic. You'd be optimistic. You'd be freaking excited. You'd be pumped. Nothing could ever bring your mood down for at least a couple days anyway, right? So you're going after life with that enthusiasm, and that perspective is now optimism. That perspective is positive. Problems are no longer problems. They're opportunities.
Keep your circle intentionally tight while you're building the new version of yourself, because you can't afford to have people pulling you back into your old patterns if you're planning on making a strong entry into 2026. Instead, try to spend your time with the people who genuinely reinforce discipline and support the changes you're actually making. Actively seek out relationships with people who challenge you and raise your standards, who hold you accountable, and who inspire you to keep pushing forward. Choose to surround yourself with people who celebrate your growth, who encourage your evolution, who genuinely want to see you become the best version of yourself.
I'm convinced 2026 is going to be a magical year. I'm convinced 2026 is going to be a magical year, and I'm convinced most people are going to screw it up. Most people are not going to have the right plans in place. Most people are going to wing it going into 2026. And my biggest suggestion to you is, whatever you're doing, do not wink going into 2026.
Hey, bro, can you just promise me one thing, bro? Promise me that for the next 6 months, you'll give it your all. No averageness, no laziness, no excuses, just pure effort. Because truth be told, that's all that you're missing. It's just effort. If you just hone in, block out the noise, get off the ground, get off your phone, tell your weaknesses no, and tell your strengths yes, I promise you, by the end of the year, you'll be in a totally different situation.
Have a resolution is to resolve it. When you resolve, this is how it's going to be, that's when you cut off any possibility except the thing you've committed to. It's like the old adage, if you want to take the island, you burn the boats. Because when you burn those boats, there's no going back. You're going to find a way to make things work. And most people, they're stating what they hope will come together, and if it doesn't happen, then they're disappointed, but they're not too disappointed because they're not too vested. What does it take to successfully create a lasting change in your life? To not only have a New Year's resolution you follow through on, but really have a lasting change? Well, The first step for lasting change is very much like making a New Year's resolution. Fundamentally, it's the same. The first step is you got to have a vision. A vision for what it is you really, truly want. Not what you think you want or what you should have. I mean, what are most people's New Year's resolutions? I'm going to stop eating sugar. You know, I'm going to stop smoking. I'm going to lose 10 pounds. The problem with that is it's not very inspiring for most people. You know, it's not telling you what you're going to get. It's only what you're not going to do. And it's kind of hard to have you move forward with that.
As you go through this life, you know, we always think that we got to have it all figured out. We think that we have to know the game plan before we could take a move. Life ain't like that. You know, life is more spontaneous than that. You know, life is built on curiosity. Life is built when you move towards your goals and dreams and you don't know what's going to happen, but you have enough faith to keep going. You have enough faith to make it work. You know, that's what life is built on. That's what dreams are built on.
You got 24 hours in a day. 8 hours you sleep, right? And most people work a 9 to 5. So 8 hours you're working. Okay, so we have 16 hours. We got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So that's 19. It take you an hour to get ready. So we have 20 hours. You guys cannot spend 4 hours going talking about, oh, they lying. Oh, I like this photo. Oh, they faking. Sending photos to other people. Y'all got to get focused. I'm where I'm at because I'm focused. Tunnel vision. I'm focused on what I got
to
do.
You're locking in. You're about to create a beautiful reality for yourself. You're about to show up and show and prove, and you're about to take off in 2026. But just like a plane is about to take off, what happens? There's a lot of preparation, a lot of safety precautions. And that's exactly what we are doing. So every single day, you should be writing down what you have to do the next day.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell. There's no glory in that.
I think it's really important to prioritize yourself. So anything that you know that you want to do, any races, weddings, concerts, sporting events, anything fun, put it down on the calendar first. Work is always gonna fill in. But if you put these things that you wanna do on your calendar first, you're guaranteed to have an epic year. Now, I get the permission to say no to things that I don't wanna do. I prioritized me. In 2026, play life on offense, be aggressive, putting down the things that you want to do, and you'll get them done.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.